All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we are diving into some seriously interesting stuff floating around online. We're talking powerful families, hidden lands, and figures like Richard Constantine and the Vanderleys. And it's been generating some pretty wild speculation. What do you think? You've been seeing this stuff.
Well, it's fascinating to me how so much of this is coming from, you know, just regular comments sections. Like, we're not looking at these polished documentaries, you know. It's really just people riffing off each other in the comments and sharing their interpretations and connecting these dots, you know, in ways that are pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's like this massive online brainstorming session, right? So today we're going to try to sift through some of these claims and see what stands out. So one thing you see a lot in these TikToks is this idea of seven families, this idea that seven families control the world. It's mentioned in a bunch of different videos. It's almost like a piece of modern folklore at this point.
It does seem to have captured people's imaginations, you know? And there are a lot of comments speculating about who these families might be, but no specific names are really mentioned except for, you know, except for the Vanderleys.
Vanderleys are, right, they seem to be the center of a lot of these theories. Mm-hmm. Some comments link them to everything from latex production, can you imagine, to underground cities. And there's even talk about them being exiled from some sort of ancestral land.
And then there's that whole thing about the mysterious patriarch Magnus Vanderlei, nicknamed the Keeper. It definitely adds a layer of intrigue, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Total secret society vibes. And you know what's funny? There's even a comment that mentions Vanderlei Industries. Mm. So for anyone who remembers Seinfeld, that's a pretty hilarious connection.
I love those little pop culture tie-ins. It makes you think about how fiction can sometimes bleed into our interpretations of the real world, you know? Especially when we're dealing with theories that are already pushing the boundaries of what we think we know.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've got these Vanderleys potentially hiding out in underground cities, maybe exiled from who knows where. But then a new name gets thrown into the mix. Richard Constantine. And the claims about him are even wilder.
Right. Richard Constantine kind of pops up out of nowhere in this online discussion. One comment even claims that he wrote the Bible, like 350 years after the death of Christ. And get this, it's presented as an AI-generated idea.
An AI-generated idea. Wow. It's like the digital world is becoming part of the storytelling process, adding fuel to these already fascinating theories.
It really highlights how technology is changing the way we share and interpret information. And the claims about Richard Constantine don't stop there. Some comments even suggest he's connected to explorations. Explorations beyond something called an ice wall.
An ice wall. Now, this is where it gets really interesting, because this concept appears in several TikToks, and some people seem to be interpreting it as a literal wall, like maybe even a whole continent, like Antarctica, concealing something beyond it. It's almost like something out of Attack on Titan, with its walled off society and hidden truths.
Yeah, it is a powerful image. And it speaks to our fascination with the unknown, right? With the idea that there might be hidden worlds or secrets just beyond our reach. Makes you wonder, what if there's more to our world than we've been led to believe?
Exactly. And then there's this comment that throws outer space into question. It suggests that maybe it's not what we think it is. I mean, suddenly you're questioning everything.
It definitely challenges our assumptions about, you know, the nature of reality. And it's a reminder that even in an age of scientific advancement, there are still mysteries that we haven't fully solved. It prompts us to ask, what if our understanding of the universe is incomplete? What if there are forces at play that we're only just beginning to grasp?
There's even a comment that asks, why would major countries restrict access to Antarctica if there wasn't something important there?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that's a pretty good question.
It is a good question. It taps into a sense of skepticism, which is healthy, you know, when we're evaluating these kinds of unconventional ideas. But it also speaks to a sense of wonder, to the possibility that there might be something truly extraordinary hidden from view.
Okay, so we've got these Vanderleys, we've got Richard Constantine, and then another name is tossed into the mix, Jesus H. Constantine, who is supposedly Richard Constantine's son. But the information is just kind of dropped there. No real explanation or context.
Like a breadcrumb trail.
Yeah.
Leading us further into this rabbit hole, the lack of context just adds to the mystery. Makes you wonder, what's the significance of this connection? What role does Jesus H. Constantine play in this unfolding narrative?
And then to make it even more intriguing, there's a comment that links Jesus H. Constantine to speculation surrounding the RH blood type. suggesting that it has some mysterious origin.
It's a fascinating detail. The Rh blood type mystery has intrigued researchers and the public for decades. Some believe it points to an ancient connection, a missing link in our evolutionary history.
Okay, so we've got these Vanderleys, we've got Richard Constantine, his son, Jesus H. Constantine, a possible ice wall, and hints of hidden lands. It's a lot to unpack, but there's one more text that keeps popping up in these TikToks. The Book of Enoch. And apparently it's connected to all of this somehow.
The Book of Enoch is an ancient text. It's not part of the traditional Bible, but it's often cited in these discussions, particularly in relation to this idea of an ice wall and an alternate view of the earth. For example, there's a comment that mentions that according to the Book of Enoch, the earth sounds flat.
So are we venturing into flat earth territory here?
Well, not necessarily. The Book of Enoch is a complex text with various interpretations. It's not just about the shape of the earth. It offers a different perspective on cosmology, angelology, even apocalyptic visions.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
Hmm.
But it sounds like a pretty significant piece of the puzzle.
It certainly seems to resonate with some of the other themes we're seeing, particularly this idea of a hidden reality, a truth that's been obscured or suppressed. It's really striking to me how these online discussions are like weaving together all these seemingly disparate elements. You got powerful families, hidden lands, ancient texts, even AI. It's like this whole tapestry of speculation and intrigue. And it's all happening like in real time.
Yeah, it makes you think about the power of the internet to connect people and ideas and how these narratives can take on a life of their own.
Absolutely. It's like a form of collective storytelling. And it's fascinating to watch these ideas evolve and spread. So we were talking about these seven families, with the Vanderleys being the only one explicitly named. Do you see any other clues in these TikToks about who these families might be?
Well, that's the thing. The sources are pretty vague on that point.
Oh.
It's almost as if the concept of seven families is more important than their actual identities.
I see what you mean. Like, the number seven itself holds a certain symbolic weight, right? It appears in various cultural and religious contexts, often representing completeness or a totality. So maybe in this case, it's less about specific families and more about the idea of a hidden power structure controlling the world.
Yeah, like a placeholder for anxieties about who's really in charge, pulling the strings from behind the scenes.
Exactly. And it's a theme that resonates across cultures and throughout history. We see it in myths and legends, conspiracy theories, even in popular fiction. It seems to be a universal human concern. This desire to understand the forces that shape our world.
Okay, so we've got these shadowy families, but then there's this intriguing connection to ancestral lands. What do you think is the significance of that idea, especially in the context of these theories?
Well, the concept of ancestral lands often carries a sense of belonging, heritage, even power. And in these TikToks, it seems to suggest that these powerful families were either exiled from or are currently residing in some sort of hidden realm.
It's almost like a lost paradise or a secret kingdom,
a
place where they can exert their influence from the shadows.
Precisely. And that imagery really captures the imagination, doesn't it? It taps into our fascination with the unknown, with the idea that there might be places on Earth that remain undiscovered, untouched by the modern world.
Do you think there's a psychological component to all of this?
Yeah.
Are these online theories a way of processing anxieties about power structures and hidden agendas?
I think that's a very astute observation. It's possible that these narratives provide a sense of control or explanation in a world that often feels chaotic and unpredictable. If there's a hidden order to things, even a sinister one, it might feel less overwhelming than the idea of pure randomness.
Yeah, it's like having a framework, even if it's a fictional one, to make sense of complex events.
Exactly. It helps us create a narrative, a story that we can follow. And stories are powerful. They shape our understanding of the world. And they can even influence our actions.
So we've got these shadowy families, potentially exiled from some ancestral land. And then we have this figure of Richard Constantine, who emerges out of nowhere with some pretty mind-blowing claims surrounding him. Like, did you ever imagine we'd be discussing someone potentially writing the Bible 350 years after the death of Christ?
It definitely pushes the boundaries of conventional thinking, doesn't it? And the fact that this claim is presented as an AI-generated idea adds a whole other layer to it. It makes you think about the role technology is playing in shaping our beliefs and our understanding of the world.
It really does. It's like AI is becoming a co-author in these modern day mythologies.
Right. It blurs the lines between human imagination and machine generated content. It raises questions about authenticity, creativity, and the nature of truth itself.
And then there's this connection between Constantine and exploration beyond the ice wall. Can you shed some light on what people are saying about this ice wall?
Well, from what I've gathered from these TikToks, the ice wall seems to be a metaphorical representation of a barrier, both physical and perhaps even conceptual. Some people interpret it as a literal wall of ice, like Antarctica, while others see it as a symbol of the limitations of our knowledge.
So when these TikToks talk about Constantine exploring beyond the ice wall, are they suggesting he literally went somewhere beyond Antarctica? Or is it more about pushing the boundaries of knowledge, challenging conventional thinking?
That's a great question. And I think it's open to interpretation. Some people might take it literally, imagining Constantine venturing into uncharted territories, while others might see it as a metaphor for exploring new ideas, challenging accepted truths.
Okay, so we have this idea of Constantine as an explorer, a pioneer venturing into the unknown. And then we have his son, Jesus H. Constantine, who is introduced with even less context. What do you make of that?
I think the name itself is meant to be provocative, almost like a challenge to our understanding of history and spirituality. It's a fusion of the familiar, the name Jesus, with the enigmatic, the Constantine lineage. It's almost like the creators of these theories are daring us to question what we think we know.
Like they're saying, what if everything you've been told is wrong? And then they throw in this connection to the RH blood type mystery, which already has its own set of intriguing questions.
Exactly. And suddenly we're down this rabbit hole, connecting ancient texts, blood types, hidden lands, and shadowy figures from history. It's a heady mix, and it's easy to get swept up in the speculation.
This deep dive is definitely taking us on quite a journey, but I think it's important to remember that we're dealing with theories here, not necessarily facts. It's about exploring these ideas with an open mind, but also with a healthy dose of skepticism.
Absolutely. It's about asking questions, considering different perspectives, and recognizing that there might not be easy answers.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, but there's one more element we need to unpack the Book of Enoch. Why does this ancient text keep popping up in these online discussions? And what does it tell us about these theories and the people who are creating them?
Well, the Book of Enoch is an ancient Jewish religious work, ascribed by tradition to Enoch, the great-grandfather of Noah. It's not part of the biblical canon used by most Jewish and Christian groups, but it has been regarded as scripture in the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church.
So it's a text with a long and complex history, and it's clearly important to certain groups.
Exactly. And what's interesting is that it presents a different cosmology, a different view of the universe than what we find in traditional religious texts. It talks about fallen angels, watchers, and other beings that are not typically included in mainstream religious narratives.
So it's like an alternative source of knowledge, a different perspective on the spiritual realm. And it seems to be resonating with those who are questioning conventional understandings of history, cosmology, and even the nature of reality itself.
I think you've hit the nail on the head. The Book of Enoch provides a framework for a different way of seeing the world, a way of understanding events and phenomena that might not fit into traditional explanations.
It's like it's offering a missing piece of the puzzle for some people. It helps them make sense of these online theories, which often deal with hidden truths and alternative histories.
Precisely. It provides a context, a lens through which to view these unconventional ideas. And it's particularly interesting how it's being used in relation to the ice wall and this idea of a different view of the Earth.
Right. There's a comment, for example, that mentions the Earth sounding flat, according to the Book of Enoch. So are we venturing into flat Earth territory here?
Not necessarily. It's important to remember that the Book of Enoch is a complex text with various interpretations. It's not simply a treatise on the shape of the Earth, but a rich tapestry of cosmology, angelology, and apocalyptic visions.
Wow, that's a lot to unpack. But it sounds like it's a significant text for understanding these online theories and the people who are drawn to them.
I think that's a fair assessment. It's a text that challenges conventional thinking and offers a different perspective on the world. And for those who are seeking alternative explanations, who are questioning the narratives that have been presented to them, it can be a powerful source of inspiration.
So how do we make sense of all of this? We've got powerful families, hidden lands, ancient texts, AI-generated ideas, all swirling around in this digital vortex. It's a lot to process.
It is indeed. But I think the key is to approach these narratives with a sense of curiosity and critical thinking. thinking.
So are we saying that these theories could have some truth to them?
I think it's more about recognizing that there are multiple ways of understanding the world. These online discussions, however unconventional, can challenge our assumptions and encourage us to think outside the box.
That's a great way to put it. So it's not about blindly accepting or rejecting these claims, but about engaging with them critically and seeing where they lead us.
Exactly. And perhaps in the process, we might even discover something new about ourselves and the world around us.
This deep dive is seriously blowing my mind. It's like we've stumbled into a hidden library of forbidden knowledge.
And who knows what other secrets we might uncover as we continue our exploration.
I'm on the edge of my seat. I can't wait to see what other twists and turns this rabbit hole has in store for us.
Stay tuned, because the journey is far from over.
Wow, we really have gone deep down this rabbit hole with all this, huh? From shadowy families and hidden lands to AI-generated theories and ancient texts. It feels like we've just barely scratched the surface.
It has been quite the journey. You know, I think what I find most fascinating is not necessarily whether these claims are true or false, but more what they reveal about us, about our need to make sense of the world and our place in it.
That's a good point. It's like even the theories that sound the most outlandish, they're tapping into some pretty fundamental human desires. This longing for meaning, a fascination with the unknown, maybe even a need to believe that there's more to reality than meets the eye.
Exactly. We humans are storytellers. We've been creating narratives to explain the world around us since, well, forever. And in a way, these online theories are just a modern expression of that impulse.
It's like a digital campfire, right? Where people are gathering to share stories and try to make sense of it all.
I love that analogy. And just like around a campfire, you're going to hear all kinds of stories. Some believable, some far-fetched, and some just pure entertainment. But just the act of sharing those stories, engaging with the ideas, it can be really powerful.
So even if we don't buy into every theory that we come across online, there's still value in exploring them, right? Considering different perspectives and challenging our own assumptions.
Absolutely. It's about cultivating that sense of curiosity and critical thinking. We live in an age of information overload, so it's more important than ever to be able to discern fact from fiction, to evaluate sources, and to form our own informed opinions.
So for our listener who's been with us on this deep dive, what would you say is the main takeaway from all of this?
I think the most important thing to remember is that knowledge is a process. It's not a destination. There's always more to learn, more to explore, and more to question. And that's what makes it so exciting.
It's true. It's like we've been given a glimpse into this whole hidden world, a world of secret knowledge and forbidden histories. And even though we might not have all the answers right now, the journey itself has been incredibly thought-provoking.
Couldn't agree more. And I think that's a great place to leave our listener today, with a sense of wonder, a thirst for knowledge, and even a little healthy skepticism.
Well said. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to thank you for joining us on this exploration. And to our listeners out there, keep exploring, keep questioning, keep that sense of curiosity alive.
Until next time, happy deep diving.